Right now, time to talk with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area from the Republican American. You can get her stories online at rep-am.com or the old-fashioned way, in the newspaper. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. The good way, holding the paper.
Holding the paper in your hands and looking through it.
That's for me. Our big news, unfortunately, this week was the outbreak at GEER. They had a large group of staff and residents coming down with the COVID virus. The Delta variant has just taken its toll. Many of them are in recovery, according to Kevin O'Connell, the CEO at GEER, but it's been a tough time for them. It's this waning immunity after having shots, and you need to get that booster in, and it was just an unfortunate episode there, and they are working hard to try and make sure that the rest of the people are safe.
It's, you know, it's one of those things. I think it was 40 residents and 15 staff members, and it came as a shock for most people. And what can you say? They deal with it the best they can. You know, it's a good thing. They had an open-air health fair up at GEER Village, which was different than GEER Nursing and Rehab.
Right. People have to know that. There are several buildings on that campus.
Yeah. And you try to point that out, that the GEER Village campus, which is totally different and totally mm-hmm. separate from GEER Nursing and Rehabilitation. So
right. And they did take all protocols. You know, they were cleaning and everybody's masking and social distancing. But as Kevin said, you know, one person.
All it takes is one person who comes in masks and then goes into a room and takes the mask off to talk. Guess what?
Yeah.
And it can start right there. So it's just one of those things that's too bad.
Hopefully we'll have good news out of there shortly. I interviewed the new resident trooper up in Salisbury, depending where you are, Will Varis, and he is going to be special because he's a canine trooper, and he and Dexter are now patrolling the town and making sure all is well, and I think it's going to be a really good fit for Salisbury. Kanan is still on the lookout for a resident trooper. They are interviewing, and they should be naming someone very soon.
You know, and at that meeting in Sharon, the talk of a possible resident state trooper was floated as well.
Right, right. And that talk is going to continue. I think there seemed to be some support for that. You know, it's budgetary. That's a big part of it. I also interviewed Brandon Lisi, who is the new curator at the Sharon Historical Society. It's the first time they've got a full-time curator. They've always had part-time, and pretty neat that they're doing that. And his only lament was that he never got to meet Ed Kirby because he's heard and read so much about him. But he's a young man who's very excited about the job, and Sharon has loads of history, so it'll be kind of fun to watch. Some new faces around the area. It's kind of nice. And then, of course, we had that Salisbury Association event highlighting 19 women in the town, and that was a lovely thing and a tribute to a variety of women, old, young, all have done some service to the community, and it's a great exhibit. I would urge people to go to the Academy building and view it. And looking ahead, Marshall, we have a crazy week, as always, first week of the month. Now that Halloween is over, we can concentrate once again. Salisbury Board of Selectmen tonight, Kanan Board of Selectmen, Region 1. Of course, tomorrow's the election. There is the four-way race in Kent, which is about the only one that's got a race at the top of the ticket. A couple of the other towns have races on the Board of Selectmen. Cornwall is one. There's a race there. And
in Salisbury, a race for the Region 1 representative.
Region 1 rep, yep. We've got Stacy Weiner, who's the incumbent, going against the Democratic-endorsed Keith
Moon. Yep.
Keith Moon. Elections are 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and they're all at Town Hall, so you know, there's always a drop-off after a presidential election, but these elections to us are very important, and I hope people get out, all local.
Also, now the Tain of, in Falls Village, they're having a free vaccination clinic tomorrow.
Oh.
That runs from 2 to 6 at the Falls Village Emergency Service Center. There's free COVID-19 vaccinations. Walk-ins are welcome. No appointment needed. So that is tomorrow.
So go vote and get your injection,
yeah,
all
November
in one.
2nd.
Terrific. Good. There's a dedication for some benches at the Veterans Field in Sharon on Thursday, in honor of Tim Riley. And on Friday, there is that Sharon Hospital, another community event. This is kind of limited. Is that your take on that? 15
only,
people?
15 people because of COVID-19 regulations. They will have another one. It will be videotaped. As a matter of fact, just to make sure it'll be videotaped, we're sending Mike Flint to videotape it as well, so it'll be open to people. Then they'll have another forum coming up at the Interlaken Inn. I forget what date that is.
Yeah, I forget that too, but it's Fridays is at Sharon Town Hall.
Yep.
And if you hurry up and you know want to be there, you have to sign up and register.
Then on Saturday, there's going to be a demonstration on the green in Sharon from a group, Save the Sharon
Save
Hospital.
Sharon
yeah.
Hospital. That's at 3 o'clock, I believe. Yeah. So, yeah, things are busy. Once again, Sharon is in the headline because of the transformative plan that they've put out, which calls for shuttering the labor and delivery department. So, obviously, there's a lot of concern about that. And so that's at 3 o'clock, I believe, on the green on Saturday.
And and there will be not just people demonstrating, but there'll also be political people there talking to the crowd and everything and explaining what people can do and how they can make their voices be heard.
Yeah. It's a big issue.
Yeah, it's a real big issue, and we'll see how it goes. But you know, it's good that once again, when it comes to the hospital, we've seen this over the past 20 years.
We have people. Marshall,
people
we've
get
it. Yeah,
people get very, very, very involved.
Yeah. And this group, they're out there, so we'll be hearing a lot, I'm sure.
And the doctors, by the way, have gotten involved in this.
They have.
They've come forward.
Yes. 25-1 was the vote against it, and. We've seen some letters, and you know, some of the old docs who are no longer practicing still very concerned about what's happening at the hospital. So, busy times, and we'll be following it all. The other thing, Marshall, Sunday in the Country is active. They've got their turkeys and chickens coming for to the food pantries for Thanksgiving.
And if people want to donate, they can donate very simply now. Sunday in the Country, fooddrive.org, right on that page, you can make a donation. Click it and you can make a donation. So you don't have to send a letter. You don't have to send a mail. You can just go Sunday in the Country, fooddrive.org, make a donation there. And also, Salisbury Bank has started. Now, Sunday in the Country Food Drive has been going on for about 30 years, by the way.
It's amazing. Yeah. You think of what Mr. McMillan did.
Bob Chatfield and Dave McMillan, one day sitting in the far studio, decided to give away one turkey to
one
a family.
One turkey, and look where it's come. It's just unbelievable.
And Salisbury Bank has its fill-a-basket food drive going on at all their locations where you can drop off food, you can drop off, and the food, it has to be, you know, food that can be packaged and prepackaged and stuff like that, but also donations at any one of their branches, and that's going on through, I think, the end of December 17th. And between those two organizations, a lot of food is raised for a lot of people in this area.
A lot of people. And, you know, as we always say at this time of year, it's incredible how people come out. Canaan, the Pilgrim House group, that does the Thanksgiving dinner every year. It's going to be a takeout this year, but once again, donations are always wanted, and Bev Becker over in Canaan runs that. So contact the Pilgrim House if you want to donate there, but nobody should go hungry this year. Nobody.
All right, and I bet you Dave Barger's going to make good friends with that new trooper in Salisbury.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he already has.
That's it. All right.
Okay. Marshall, have a good week.
You too, and we'll speak to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Of course, you can find Ruth's articles at rep-am.com on the web and also in the Republican American.